From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey readies itself for the return of hundreds of migrants. The operation is set to begin on the Greek island of Lesbos, where thousands of migrants are being held. Turkish officials say they expect up to 500 people to arrive Monday in Dikili. Later, migrants from other Aegean islands will be sent there. Under an EU-Turkey agreement, those who reach the shores of Greece unlawfully will be returned to Turkey unless they qualify for asylum. For every Syrian refugee returned to Turkey from Greece, another will be resettled from Turkey to the European Union. The first passenger flight has taken off from the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out an attack nearly 2 weeks ago. The blast there and at a nearby metro station killed 32 people and destroyed the airport's departure area. Syria said Sunday its forces have seized another town, Kar Yatayn, from the Islamic State group. State media say the seizure of the town gives the government a strategic victory, securing oil and gas routes between the Damascus area and oil fields in eastern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors fighting in Syria, said the government's claim is premature, although it said Islamic State fighters are on the verge of collapse. Azerbaijan announced a unilateral ceasefire Sunday in the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Fighting with Armenian forces in the region left 30 soldiers dead Saturday. The outbreak of violence is the worst in Nagorno-Karabakh since 1994, when Armenia and Azerbaijan ended a war over the territory. This is VOA News. Businessman Donald Trump is drawing new attention for his views on abortion, NATO, nuclear arms, and his treatment of women. Political analysts are suggesting Trump's surge toward nomination has been slowed. Republicans and others are questioning Trump's views and say that his chances are bleak of winning November's election against the expected Democratic Party nominee, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Pakistan's military says it has killed more than 250 militants and lost 8 soldiers in counterinsurgency operations near the Afghan border in the last 2 months. Army officials say the fighting in the remote Shalal Valley of North Waziristan is the final phase of a major ground and air offensive launched in June 2014 to clear the semi-autonomous tribal region of local and foreign militants. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accused U.S. President Barack Obama of criticizing him behind his back over press freedom issues during a visit to Washington last week. Erdogan's administration has been criticized widely for violating human rights, imprisoning journalists, and taking over several media organizations in the country. After the two leaders met for a closed-door session on the sidelines of the White House's National Security Summit, Mr. Obama said Friday the approach they have been taking toward the press is one that could lead Turkey down a path that would be very troubling. Australia says it no longer is detaining asylum-seeking children on its mainland. The move means the migrant children have been transferred to community detention on the mainland and can move about freely as their refugee applications are processed. Asylum seekers who try to reach Australia by boat are sent to detention camps in Papua New Guinea and the remote Pacific island of Nauru. They are blocked from being resettled in Australia, even if found to be refugees. The U.S. Senate gets back to work on Monday after a two-week recess with the U.S. Supreme Court vacancy in its focus. Last week, three senators met with President Barack Obama's Supreme Court nominee, Merrick Garland. Most notable was Mark Kirk, the first and so far the only Republican to sit down with a federal appellate judge. The U.S. military said Sunday one of its drones in Iraq has killed the Islamic State fighter it believes was responsible for a missile attack last month that killed a U.S. Marine. A U.S. military spokesman says the drone attack killed Jassim Khadija, described as a former Iraqi officer and a rocket expert, and 5 other Islamic State fighters. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.